Oh, there she is. Whoo-hoo. That's Lisa. Hey, we just want to say thank you. And as we get started, first, a greeting from Lisa. And Lisa is, she's at the mother-daughter retreat the first weekend. And she extends her greeting and thank you to you. And you maybe have heard, but we're retiring from camp ministry at the end of this year. We're not retiring from ministry, but we're trusting the Lord for a new assignment. And so this is kind of an adventurous year for us. We'll likely be relocating to the Twin Cities and trusting the Lord for what the future is. But we are so thankful, Lisa and I, for the friendships that we have and the partnership that we've enjoyed along the way, especially with this church. It's been so sweet. There we go. And then we want to say thank you, too, on behalf of the Camp Lebanon staff, which was a picture there just a second ago. But anyway, this is our camp staff. We just want to say thank you for the partnership that Faith Bridge is showered upon us for all these different years. You know, you pray, you come, you give. There's some guys that came last weekend and helped us with the gym, and the giving just keeps going on and on. So thank you so much for being a blessing. We're going to go through some top numbers here. Top 10 numbers, 99. You saw that, right? That's the distance from Park Rapids and Faith Bridge to Camp Lebanon. That's not far. And in fact, I think there's only one stoplight. That's if you go the way I went. Anyway, and that's in Wadena, so it's a nice, easy drive. 142 is another great number. God has given your camp, and you own Camp Lebanon. You're one of 20 churches that own Camp Lebanon, and your camp has 142 beautiful acres. So if you're the loon flying over, this is what your camp looks like. It's absolutely gorgeous. Pretty much everything on this picture is camp, and just really, really gorgeous. Anyway, there's another nice shot from the loon flying over the waterfront. Oh, there it is. Oh, look at that. This is the boardwalk. If you ever get to camp, you want to make sure you get out there. Just absolutely stunning. And then, of course, we have the Wiffle Ball Stadium, which is so cool. That was built in 2017. But God has given us a great camp to serve. 12,026. It's a great number. That's how many campers came to Camp Lebanon last year. That's a praise God. Yes, for sure. A lot of campers. You know, they filled the chapels, the kids. They also filled canoes, by the way. This is family camp, and there is room for one more. This is in a canoe race, and they did not make it across the lake, but they had the most fun, because whoever has the most fun wins. There it is. 859. Here's another great number. We start off this year with a record month of January. 859 campers just in the month of January. We're so thankful for that, and we had camp without snow. The way it's meant to be, right, in the winter time. But we had a great time with grade school kids and teenagers and whatever. It was 20 below zero wind chill, no gym yet. Who needs one, right? We do. But anyway, it's just we had just a great, great winter. Seven. That's Joe Maurer's retired number, right? Seven. We had seven events this spring, which are exciting. It started with the crazy quilters. And four sessions of quilter, over 400 quilters in the month of March. Just great ministry. We had men's advance. It was powerful. The topic of sexual integrity, holy grace, and victory. Powerful weekend with 150 guys. We just had dads and lads last weekend. We had 215 there. And we had a blast. I'm still recovering, but it was fun. And then, that was mother. There it is. This weekend is mother-daughter. And we asked the girls who had more fun, the boys or the girls. The girls said they did, but that's impossible. But they are. And they're having a blast, and they get to do it again next year. And then coming up is another great event. It's called Senior Day at Camp. And we have flyers out there. So if you want to join, it's on join us. It's May 14th. Right? So that's coming up. It's a week from Tuesday. And we have a concert, a chapel. There's tours, zip line rides, s'mores, pontoons, and it's all a love offering so everybody can afford it. It's just a wonderful time. We hope you can join us. It's going to be really sweet. And then right after that is YAR, Young Adult Retreat, 18 to 35-year-olds, and we have over 130 already signed up on our way to 150 or 160. Such a big need at that age group, and so we are super excited about that. Well, summer's coming too, and at the last count, we had 1,613 kids sign up, which is 95% of our capacity, and we're excited about that because, we get a chance to love kids and point them to Christ, and that is just a really sweet thing, so we hope to see you at camp. If you have kids, in your family, your neighborhood, or whatever, grandkids, that think they might want to come to camp, they better hurry up. There are only 4 camps left with openings, but give it a try. And it's going to be a really exciting summer. Pray for us. Pray for this number. This is 40. This is the number of summer staff that we're seeking to recruit. And right now we're at 23. It's May. So it's really kind of a big prayer request. This is kind of a common need across the country, finding godly men especially, godly young men to love kids and to make a commitment for the summer. They can make a lot more money some other place, quite likely, but they're not going to get what they get at camp with experience of loving kids. But we also need some females to help us too. So if you'd be praying for this number, that God will give us his staff, and he will, because he provides. We trust him. And pray with us. We need guys that are all in, right? They'll make the plunge and come to camp. 2.8 million, right? And this has to do with the gym that we're in the process of building. And the Lord provided the $2.5 million that we need to build it. Praise God. And it's actually coming in under budget. Can you imagine? And that's because of the guys like last week that came. We've had volunteers help us in so many ways. It's really reduced the cost, stretching the dollars. We're also raising $500 to help us fill the gym with all the kind of fun stuff, with chairs and tables and basketballs and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and campfire rings outside and whatever. And we're at 90% of our goal for that. So it's just been an amazing story of filling this gym. It's come a long ways. This is just a couple days ago, and you can just see. We have a big work on weekend, May 18th, so we're ready for some guys to come and help us put the tongue and groove in the ceiling. So we're looking for some volunteer crews to help us that. And then on the outside, we'll be doing some siding. It's on May 18th. Talk to me if you could help us out. There's inside the gym, we have this nice storage that's going to be a pavilion with a kind of a bleacher, or like a balcony. And you can see the climbing wall in the corner. And those of you that come on senior day, we'll take a tour, and you're going to be amazed. But not nearly as amazing as on September 2nd, Memorial Day Monday, we're going to have a grand opening for the gym. By the way, we need it for senior high camp the last week of July. So we got work to do. But anyway, it's all coming. We're so thankful for that. 24. 24 is a cool number because that's the number of backpacks. These are Creation Adventure backpacks that we're putting together for the kids this summer to help kids get in touch with the Creator. We need 24 of them. That's 2 cabins, where they can go out with a backpack of binoculars and magnifying glass and bug boxes and whatever. And we're putting some high-quality stuff, so they're $150 a backpack. If we have right now, we're looking for 24. We have about 18 of them covered. So if anybody's interested, there's a flyer out there. You can help us, but it's really kind of cool. And of course, in the camp's top number is number one. Not that we're number one. Certainly not. God's number one. This is God's favorite number. And that's because every individual counts. Remember the shepherd lost a sheep? A sheep wandered off and he left the 99 in the open country and went off looking to that one. And the Bible says, until he found him, right? And so we need that same kind of individual care. We just pray that every kid, every single camper, whether it's youth, family, or adult, when they come, that they're going to be welcomed, they're going to be served, they're going to be safe, they're going to be well fed, and then they're going to hear the gospel in a way that's relevant for them. So if you want to pray anything for camp, just pray for this number one, that we'll be faithful in that opportunity. Well, that leads us to our summer, and our summer theme is the Good Shepherd. I say the good shepherd because it's good that he's our good shepherd, right? We have such a desperate need, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning in our sermon. So if you want to pray with me, our dear Heavenly Father, we just say thank you so much for the opportunity that is ours right now to come before you. You know, we are needy. We are sheep, and we need a shepherd. And thank you for those worship songs that point us to who you are as our good shepherd. So Lord, guide us in the truth as you promised through your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. So we'll be teaching this verse this summer. Jesus said, a thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy, but I am come that you might have life and have it to the full. There are emotions to all this kind of stuff, so my arms start going, right? And then Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, right? The good shepherd. The good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. It's just it's a beautiful verse. And so this summer, we'll point people to Jesus talking about the good shepherd. And to help us do that, I want to introduce you to this sheep here. This is a very special sheep. It's a great sheep because you don't have to feed her. You don't have to clean up after her. She never wanders away, but she's my sheep. And so how do you introduce a sheep? Well, I'm going to, but it's kind of like how I introduce myself. I tell kids, I'm Barbara Bill, and here are five fun facts about Barbara Bill. Number one, I have one wife, which, by the way, is the perfect number for wives, in case you're wondering. And I have a wonderful wife. That's Lisa. What a wonderful partner she's been. I have two birthdays, which kind of gets the kids thinking, like, two birthdays? How do you do that? Well, March 13th, 1958, at 66, if you're counting, if you got good math, right? And then when I was not five, but I was seven, when I gave my life to Jesus, I just don't have a picture of myself as a seven-year-old, right? You know, phones weren't invented, so there weren't any pictures taken back in the old days. But that's when I gave my life to Christ. So I was born again. It's my two birthdays. And we have three kids, Monty, Marie, and Matthew. They're now growing up. Our youngest, our baby, is going to be 30 this summer. And Monty's given us two granddaughters, which is really kind of sweet. I have four eyes. It's true. And then I have five favorite fish that I like to catch. Any of you guys like to fish? That's why they call me Bobber Bill at camp. So that's how I introduce people. So to introduce a sheep, you know, this is Beulah, by the way. Beulah means glory. It's a great name for a sheep, right? So to introduce Beulah, here are five fun facts about my pet sheep. All right, number one is that sheep are amazing. You probably already know that, right? I know a lot of you think that sheep are stupid, but you just have to know that sheep, they do have a brain, and somebody figured it out that sheep are at the same level as a cow and just a little below a pig in intelligence. I'm not sure how they tested that, but sheep can remember 50 faces, humans and animals, 2 years later. So you try doing that, right? See how you stack up. And I don't know if you looked in your neighbor's eyes lately, but you look in their pupils, so they're round, but a sheep's eyes are horizontal. And that's because they have really cool vision. So when I can see about to there. A sheep can see 320 degrees, which means that they can see behind them without turning around, which is helpful because they have no defenses other than running. So they get a little head start. They can see who's coming, which is amazing. All right, they have good smell. What's really cool about sheep and their smelling is that they have scent glands between their toes. So you have smelly feet, but sheep smell with their feet. Right? That's amazing, isn't it? Sheep are amazing. They have teeth. They have 32 teeth, and they're all in the bottom jaw. They talk like this. They're talked about. All right? And they have a split, kind of a split lip on the top, and so they do that so that they can, I mean, God gave them split lips so they can eat in the craziest places, grabbing that food and stuff. And sheep are amazing. Of course, sheep are woolly special. Right? Sheep grow lots of wool. They're raised for milk and meat, but mostly for wool. Did you know there's 1 billion domesticated sheep on the planet? Who cares? But there's a lot of them, and they're raising wool. And an average sheep can raise anywhere between 2 to 30 pounds of wool in a year. And you take 1 pound of wool, and then you wind it, or whatever they call it, to make it into yarn, spin, right? Is it spinning into yarn? And 1 pound can go about 7 to 10 miles. That's a lot of yarn, isn't it? So they're kind of, sheep are amazing. Another thing about sheep is sheep get scared when alone. So do we, right? I mean, they're really spooky, which is why they kind of run a little bit and they do crazy things. And sheep are kind of defenseless. So if a sheep rolls on its back, like this sheep here, that sheep cannot right itself. Which is a problem when the wolf is coming. They go, ah, and it tips over, and it's a problem. All right, it needs to be. You guys have problems too when you get scared, so don't make fun of them. All right? Here's a third thing about little Beulah here. Beulah, sheep get hungry, right? A sheep will eat 3 to 5% of its body weight every day. If you did that, you didn't want to do that, right? But that's what they do. They eat a lot of food. And they graze 7 to 8 hours a day. Some of you may do that too, I don't know. But sheep are hungry and they need to be fed. The crazy thing about sheep is that they're not fussy. I mean, they'll eat poison. if they're not properly led. They love grass and forbs, but they'll eat all kinds of stuff. It's kind of crazy. Number four, sheep wander. And sheep wander for two reasons. One is that they're scared, and they'll get spooked, and they'll just make a run for it. And sheep sometimes will run just because they're naughty. Anybody raise sheep in here? Right? So sheep are kind of, some sheep have a mind of their own, and whatever, there's all kinds of stories that have been told about that. A fourth thing about sheep, and you probably know this too, that sheep know the voice of their shepherd. And that's a really neat quality, amazing truth about sheep, that they know the voice of their shepherd. And, you know, if we had a flock of sheep that came in here and one of you mystery persons was the shepherd and everybody gave it a shot, only one voice would work. It's kind of amazing. You know, sheep are pretty selective that way, which is amazing. Well, if you don't find this amazing, it's too bad, because sheep are amazing. But the Bible says you too are a sheep. You are. You, right? Speaking of you, I was driving here, you know, coming up 71, and I saw a police car stopped this car ahead of me, and I drove by, slow down. I did a double take because there was a sheep that was driving that car. I mean, you kind of slow down too, so I went down, I swung around, and I went back just to see, and the curiosity got the best of me, so I stopped, and I asked the officer, why did you stop that that sheep? She said, well, it made an illegal U-turn right there on 71. So I know, that was a really bad joke, right? So, bad joke, right? So we're sheep, all right? We get lonely. We get scared when we're alone, right? We tend to wander. We have an appetite, not always for the good things, right? We're also amazing. You know, God made us amazing. So we're a lot like sheep. Is that good or is it bad? Well, we can debate and argue that for a long time, but the good news thing is that we have a shepherd. We have a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. So what I'd like you to do, thank you, Beulah, we'll keep her in mind as we kind of go through this. Did you get a green card? Raise your hand if you didn't get one, because we're gonna need this as we kind of go through this quickly this morning. Keep your hand up. We have some ushers that are going to come, and there's kids, we want kids to have one of these too. So kids, if you didn't get one of these, kids count, right? And they can also read, which is good. So raise your hand if you need one of these green cards. You got one? All right, hold your green card up. This is not the same kind of green card you hear about in the news, but this is a different kind of green card. Well, this is Psalm 23. It's a very, very precious psalm. I'm sure a lot of you probably memorize this psalm. And this summer, we're going to encourage the kids at camp to memorize it. It's one of those psalms that you just need to hide in your heart. But it's such a precious psalm, and say, well, I already know this. Well, let me tell you, there's more to this psalm than you know, that we will ever know. It is so precious. And I just want to give you a couple of insights that could be really encouraging to you, not just to you, but you can take this green card, this psalm, and during the course of the week ahead of you, you're going to have an opportunity that the Lord's going to bring your way to encourage somebody who's struggling, somebody who is hurting, somebody that needs to know that there's a shepherd that loves them. Psalm 23 is a psalm you can use to share. Let's just start by reading it together, all right? So if you got your green cards, here we go, all out loud together. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord, read it out loud, is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows, and surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a beautiful, beautiful psalm. And there's different ways to kind of look at this. First of all, we can say this is the Lord's psalm. This is a psalm that teaches us so much about who the Lord, who God is. So I'm going to read this again. Is there anybody that's really good at counting? Okay, there's one. We need somebody on this side. Jeff, are you good at counting? Okay, I want you to count with your hands. All right, so every time we do this, you just kind of keep track. All right, you do that, see if he does. You'll need both hands. You got to sit up straight. All right, your siblings can help you. So here we go. What we're going to be doing is counting the number of references to the Lord. So this would be in the form of the word Lord or he or his or you or your. These are all reference to who the Lord is. You ready? Counters. You ready? I'll read it. You guys follow along here. And I made it easy for you. I underlined them. Okay. So here it is. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Number six, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How many did you get?
13.
Isn't that amazing? There are 13 references to the Lord. We do not have time for this exercise. But if you want to know who your Lord is, your shepherd is, take the time and note every reference to the Lord in this psalm and come up with a word, a descriptor that will describe the Lord. All right? I mean, I got over 15 names for God here, qualities, characteristics of who God is. It's amazing. It sets a picture. But you know what? This is all the... It's also the sheep psalm, right? So there's our sheep. There's Beulah, right? So this time, we're going to look for I, me, my. This is the sheep. You're a sheep too, right? You are a sheep. So you'll be watching. Counters, are you ready? You're going to need your toes this time. You got your shoes off? Well, Jessica can help you, all right? So when he runs out of fingers, then you start, you take over. This is, you ready? Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How many is that?
17.
17? Wait, good job. 17 times. This is a very personal psalm. That's why a lot of people choose this psalm for their funerals. I had the privilege of doing the funeral for both my father-in-law and mother-in-law, and this was their psalm. Eunice was a shepherdess, and she loved sheep. Arlen was a dairy farmer, right? And so he loved animals and understood what was going on here, but such a personal psalm, which is why this psalm can be your psalm. It's intended to be. You know, King David wrote this. Some people think it was at the end of his life, but before he became a king, he was a shepherd. And so he had an understanding who God was, the Lord, in a very personal way. And the Lord called him and led him through all those years. And he had ups and downs in his life too, didn't he? But at the end of his life, you read his testimony, and he describes this. Some people think this is toward the end of his life. He looks back and says, the Lord is my shepherd. So you put those two together, the Lord and my, and you have this is my, is my shepherd's psalm. And as we close today, I just want to give you three quick little insights about this. And we could give you a lot more, but here are three that are just particularly precious. Number one, the good shepherd leads his sheep, which is really good news. Now, anybody raise cattle? You don't lead cattle. What do you do with cattle? You drive them, right? You get the horses and you whip them, you push them with horses, you whatever. You think of all those drives to Omaha, the long trip to Omaha. The cows never came back, did they? But they're driven to Omaha, but that's, you cannot drive sheep. Sheep need to be led. Remember, they're afraid. You know, noises, they're spooked easily and they need to follow. They listen to their shepherd's voice. So this is the shepherd, and the shepherd leads his sheep. And it begins by saying, he makes me lie down in green pastures. And when we think of green pastures, we think of driving through Iowa. Anybody from Iowa? It's the land of flat hills, right? That's what my son said. But I was a beautiful state. I was there for a couple years as a youth pastor. And it's this beautiful green, so lush. And it's not always grass. It's beans and corn, whatever. But they have these big, grass. So when you think about the Lord is my shepherd and he makes me lie down in green pastures, we have this in our mind. But this is written by David. And this is written in Israel. And this is the green pastures that he had in mind. And you laugh, right? But in the psalm, for the psalmist, the people in Israel that would have read this psalm, and they led their flocks through these hills, you can say, I don't even see any grass. Do you see grass in this picture? Well, there's some right here. There's some stuff. But there's some green stuff all over. And remember, a sheep eats 3-5% of its body weight every day. So what would a shepherd have to do to feed his flock? Definitely move them around because they can't graze there for more than a day. But the shepherd knows where the grass is, and he makes the sheep lie down in green pastures. He knows where to go. It's a beautiful, powerful picture of that. He leads me beside quiet waters. Are these quiet waters? Remember, sheep are easily spooked, right? So this water, they'd be so afraid, it's so much noise, they wouldn't even go near it. Even though there's, I don't know if there's any physicists here, whatever, you could calculate the number of water that's going by you every second. How many hundreds of gallons, thousands of gallons are going down here? Plenty of water, but they won't drink any of it because they need to be led beside quiet waters. Quiet waters like this. So even in that stream, if that's all the shepherd had, he would have to make a little side pool. He put some rocks in there and created this little quiet spot where the sheep could drink. And the shepherd knows that about us too, doesn't he, the Lord? He knows that we need green grass, green pastures, even in sparse, crazy, hard lives. He knows we need water every day. And he knows we need quiet waters. And he goes on to say, he restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I love silhouettes. And this is such a beautiful one here. You see the silhouette and the shepherd is guiding them through. And he guides us. We come to these places, which way to go? Yogi Bear says, when you come to a fork, take it. That's what he said. You know, we come to life and there's so many decisions. Which way do we go? Right? And we need help. But we have a shepherd who guides us in paths of righteousness, the right way according to God's right. Right? And sometimes you just don't know which candy to choose. Oh, there's so many choices. I'd go with the black licorice myself. All right? But we have a shepherd that guides us. We have a shepherd that protects us. And he says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Hebrew is literally the valley of shadows. Some of you right now are going through the valley of shadows. You've said goodbye to someone you love. There's some bad news financially. There's some family stress or whatever, but we have a shepherd who guides us through these things. And when that bear jumps out, he goes to the back of the flock. And that shepherd will lay down his life for his sheep. That's what the Lord does for us. So if you're kind of in that and you're in a very shadowy time, yeah, just remember the last thing is the good shepherd brings all of his sheep home. And the psalm ends this way, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I had a teacher who said, goodness and love are like the two sheepdogs that follow after the sheep, right? And God's sheepdogs are his love and kindness, like these beautiful sheepdogs here. I love this picture, right? And then the words here are tov, which is God saw in creation all that he made, and it was tov. It was good. That's who God is. It's his character, and his goodness follows us all the way home. And so does his loving kindness, which is that great Hebrew word chesed, and you can look that one up. When God makes a promise in his love, he keeps it. That's chesed. That's his loving kindness. It's trustworthy. So as we kind of wander through life with all of its storms and struggles and pain and whatever, we have a good shepherd. We have a good, good shepherd who loves us, who knows us, and he calls us by name. And he calls us to follow him, and he will take care of us. And isn't that good news? Let me just end by telling one story. This is my friend Dave. I'm going to cry just looking at the picture, so I'm going to look this way. Dave is my fishing buddy. He lived right next door. He was 86 years old, died in December. And we fished together, and Dave loved Jesus. He loved Jesus. And he could, I mean, when he got going, he started quoting scripture. He just started preaching at me and whoever would listen, right? But he had three different forms of cancer that took him in December. I stopped at his house, and the last time I saw him, I walked in and says, "Dave, how you doing?" He says, "Not very good, Bill. I'm going down." And he was in so much pain. His back and everything. Just, "I'm going down." I said, "Dave, you're not going down. You're going up." "That's right. That's right." And we talked about the good shepherd who's going to take him all the way home. And then we started singing this, "World is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue." And he started going faster and faster. And even in his pain, he knew he had a shepherd. He says, "Bill, I'm ready to go home." He was ready. And we have that shepherd. And so do you. I'm not sure where you are today, but take that green card home with you. Stick it in your Bible. And then share it with somebody this week who needs a good word from the good shepherd. Heavenly Father, right now, we just want to worship you as our shepherd. Thank you so much for your love and your care and for leading us and your protection. And Lord, thank you for bringing us home. What a great promise. And we just love you. And I just pray you'll minister to your sheep. Some who are wandering and perhaps need to come back to the shepherd, maybe even today. Some of us are hurting. We just need a good touch. But Lord, we're all on that journey home. So thank you for guiding us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.